Magic number 9 hockey broadcast playoff edition special. Anaheim Ducks versus Detroit Red Wings game 2, Honda Center in the sewer known as the Orange County. At least it is to us in California, especially in the north. Pardonnez-moi. But I figure if NBC's announcers can be so blatantly pro-Duck, they were practically crying at the end of the game after openly rooting on and doing everything they could to coach and cajole and try and metaphysically get a better performance out of the Ducks than there was until the last 10 minutes of the third period. Why can't I? Well, everybody knows I'm a Red Wings fan, and everybody knows I was pretty embarrassed by the way the first game went. Well, guess who showed up for the second game? The Detroit Red Wings, that we know and love. And oh my, in the first 2 minutes, 2 goals, bam, bam, Abdul Kader, middle of the slot, whammo. Take that, Hiller, that's one. Franzen comes in again, boom, two goals, boom. So, first period, 2-0. Second period begins much like the first. And opening seconds, ba-boom, that'll make it 3. Opening of the third period, boom, that'll make it 4. In the second, Ducks managed to score 1. Okay, gave him some life, put us on our heels a bit, had to fight to keep it even, keep it from being even worse, rather, until the end of the second. No problem, 2-1, we go to the locker rooms. Come out, third period, shabing ding, ba-boom. Can you say 4-1? Yeah. And it looks like it's lights out, but it's not. And the last 10 minutes of this game gets real exciting and real scary and real desperate. And Ryan Getzlaff shows why he's the captain of the team. Gets one in. Then they get another one. And then Corey Perry sneaks one through the near side, and it's tied. And the Red Wings, in the last 2 minutes, are looking at a 4-4 tie. They blew a 4-1 lead going into the third. In the last 10 minutes, oh, tied, 4-4. Ducks not going easily into that good night. They shouldn't. They were the second-best team record-wise in the regular season in the Western Conference. They should be this good. Detroit knows this. The Ducks are no joke. I may think they don't have a right to exist. I may loathe them, second only to the Colorado Avalanche. But they're here for a reason. You better recognize that. You better respect that. And you better play them as hard as you possibly can. Also, in the third period, the rat bastards broke Danny DeKeyser's hand. How? We don't know yet. He's gone. Whole season. The man Mike Babcock said was the reason we made it to the playoffs is done for the year. Done. We thought at first it was a broken thumb. It turns out it's a broken hand. Angry doesn't do the emotions justice. Sheldon Surrey, filthy, filthy hitter, almost cripples Justin Abdelkader by hitting him blindside head first into the boards. Franzen takes a stick in the family jewels. DeKeyser gets his hand broken. Ducks are playing the kind of filth hockey that they're known for. Filthy, cheating scumbags. But hey, it's hockey. If you get away with it, you get away with it. As long as you keep it between the buzzers, okay. Unfortunately for the Ducks, they didn't. Like throwing a late hit after the buzzer on Cronwall, which results in a charging power play, which gives us our first goal of the third period. Or was it the second? Well, typical filth play. What happens at the end of the third period? 32 seconds to go. Sheldon Surrey does us a favor and plays the kind of filthy hockey he's known for. And I don't mean filthy in a good way like Filthy Dangles Datsyuk. I mean scumbag hockey. Hooks, Filppula, or was it Abdelkader? Well, hooking in front of the crease, power play Detroit. Detroit enters overtime with a minute and a half of power play. Thanks, Sheldon. You bum. You just cost your team the game. 10 seconds in, Filppula sneaks through three shitbirds, throws a backhanded, backwards pass through traffic over to Gustav Nyquist, who has an almost totally empty net with Hiller all the way over watching Filppula. Ring-a-ding-ding. Put that one in the books. Thank you, Goose. Playoff goal. Game-winning goal. Detroit Red Wings take it. 5-4. Overtime. The most exciting. The most grinding. The craziest game we've seen yet. And frankly, it was those last 12 minutes that really just took this game into the stratosphere. I mean, it was great when Detroit was scoring, you know, first period, bam, bam, you know, every period begins with us getting a goal. But man, that last 12 minutes was brutal. Now, how this will affect the overall series? That's tough to say. With the Kaiser gone, I don't know who we're going to put in. My money would be, if it was up to me, I'd bring back Lashoff. Even though he's a rook, he's green. He played fantastically. He had good hockey sense. He's not as fast or as talented as DeKaiser, but really, only Cronwall is as talented as DeKaiser. And losing him on our blue line is going to hurt bad. So hopefully, a couple of Ducks will get hurt. That would be nice. I'd like to see a couple of those guys with a mouthful of teeth. They play filthy, dirty. That's the way they've always played. That's the way they always will play. They got corporate sponsorship from Disney. What are you going to expect? They're a gift shop team. They shouldn't even exist. But they do, and they're here. They're giving us a run for the money. Series goes back to Detroit, tied 1-1. So we shall see. That's all I got to say about that. I'll see you next game.